Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
It's a new week and it's time to get after it, folks. I don't know about you, but I love the opportunity to start afresh and anew. Today, I'd like to take you to the 19th Psalm. And in the little headline in my Bible, it says, "For the choir director, a psalm of David." And this is one of my favorite psalms. Listen to what the scripture says in Psalm 19. "The instructions of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are clear, giving insight for living. Reverence for the Lord is pure, lasting forever. The laws of the Lord are true, each one is fair. They are more desirable than gold, even the finest gold. They are sweeter than honey, even honey dripping from the comb. They are a warning to your servant, a great reward for those who obey them." The point of all of this piece of scripture in Psalm 19 is that the communication and revelation of the living God has a lasting and endearing and overwhelming effect on us that's better than the effects that anything the world would offer. Man, I love fresh honey. And when Beth Suddeth brings honey that her daddy has taken straight from the honeycomb, I just can't wait. Because, I mean, you get a hot biscuit with a little butter and you get that honey going on it. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, that's good stuff. But you know what's better than that? These directions from the Lord. You know what's better than gold, even the finest gold? Direction from the Lord. And they're a warning to me and you, servants. And they're also a great reward when we obey them. God understands you better than anybody, folks. He knows how people get to be the way they are and how they're affected by what's surrounding them. God knows our culture, and He understands it perfectly. God knows every fact about how this world works. God knows the future, about everything that's going to come out in the end. God is wiser than any wise person on the planet. God is more caring than any counselor that's ever been. God is more creative than any artist. It simply stands to reason that what God says would be more useful to me and you than what anybody on the planet might have to say. And you know what? To not take the time to listen to Him and to soak up in our souls His wisdom would be ridiculous. Listen to this. "If the instructions of the Lord are perfect and they revive the soul, if His decrees are trustworthy and they make wisdom simple, if His commandments are right and they bring joy to our life, if the commands of the Lord are clear and they give us insight, and if reverence for the Lord, having an awe in how wonderful He is, if that's pure, it lasts forever. And if the laws of the Lord are true and all of them are fair, then you know what? That's exactly what we need today. Nothing more, nothing less. So today I invite you to enjoy the goodness of God. Let's pray together. If you're riding down the road, listen, don't close the eyes. It wouldn't be good. But just pray like I do with your eyes open. God, today, would you take and make in our lives so alive your instructions and decrees and commandments, your commands and our reverence and your laws, let them be more desirable in our heart than gold, sweeter in our mind than honey, and remind us of what a great reward it is when we obey them. My friend, go enjoy the obedience and what is found when we walk in these blessed counsel of the Lord. I trust you have the greatest day ever, my friend. And I really invite you, hop over and listen to our sister podcast, Weekday Meditation, where you can take just a little time of guided prayer and quietude and solitude, and I really think it would bless you. So thanks for joining me today. I look forward to seeing over on Weekday Meditation. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.